answering to your question. So we have a problem with the land acquisition. We have a land acquisition act that is drafted as per the which says right to fair compensation and transparency in Land Acquisition Rehabilitation and Resettlement Act, which in short is a Land Acquisition Act 2013, which is from India, the law drafted. And we being as an indigenous people, we have this problem with the law. Though the law says that our rights are protected, however, in the reality, it actually is not. And the perfect examples, if you pull up any records, there are plenty of people, there are plenty of reports everywhere over the internet with the reliable websites, which gives you the actual figure. And personally, I come from Dibang Valley district, so that's where 2,880 megawatt dam is proposed, and it's under construction. And my community, Idu Mishmi, were fighting against the dam for the last 2 decades. So after the two decades, almost after 20 years, we had to give up because there was killing, there were shootings, and then we were branded as a underground, as an extremist, and there were cases slapped against my people. They were shot, and then we never got justice about that. And on top of that, after having going through all this, we were given the narrative that we need to give this dam in the interest of the nation. And we being a minor, we share the border of Tibet. We share the border, we come from the border area of Tibet. So we share the border over there. So at times we are always questioned, are you Indian or not? So if you're part of India, you need to give your resources in the interest of the nation. So that's how my people accepted, and they, in the interest of the nation, they had given, they had accepted the 2,880 megawatt Dibang multi-purpose project dam. And in the acquisition process, we, my people were supposed to be paid almost 1,600 crore, which is of 16 billion USD, around somewhere 16 billion USD. However, it's the corruption of my people, the corruption in the system, the corruption in the government, which has merely given us almost a 4 million, around 400 crores. So hardly my people had given in the interest of the nations so many of our forests and lands and rivers, and in return, we, my people, received is around 400 crores rupees, which is, I don't know how much is that in USD, so we can get it through the Google. So in the Rehabilitation Act, as per the rehabilitation, we were supposed to get right, as the law itself says, it's a right, right to fair compensation and transparency. But there was, there is no transparency, and within these 2 decades, we were branded as a extremist, and then we, as cases were against us, my people were shot. So these are the obstacles that we see, and my suggestion, would be that the corruptions, and especially since I'm here, I'm very thankful that I've been given this opportunity to place our issues over here. So I would request all the working groups and also the NGOs who are over here, if they can help us in tracking this behind the, we have a dam developers which are, though the dam developers have investors, so we don't have the idea of the investors, who the investors are, if we can have a direct dialogue with them so that we can tell them how our rights are being exploited. And as of now, our the dam that is getting built, directly they're disposing the muck disposal right at the river. The river has turned all brown as of now. It's all sandy, all the fishes are gone. And this is what we are trying to get justice about that. However, our judicial process is also, is, we have a judicial system, however, it's very tough for an indigenous people who are already being suppressed with all the cases. They're not able to fight against this. So I would openly request whoever is in this line of work would please get in touch with us. We'll give us, we'll give our whatever the data we have. And a recommendation, that's my, not recommendation, that's my request from the open channel here. And my recommendation is that we have a beautiful laws, so, but then in reality, that laws goes for a toss. So if there is a, I would recommend that if the UN can intervene and at least tell the government to implement the law properly as it is, then it would be appreciated. Thank you.